Moving on then to matters arising, paragraph 2.9, you recall that at the last meeting we had quite a productive discussion about the potential establishment of a harbourfront authority, and Mrs. Lamb endorsed the way forward in terms of asking us to start to review what might be an appropriate model for Hong Kong. One of the things that we identified was the need to consolidate, not really conduct research, but to consolidate research on what has happened in other jurisdictions and with other harbours, and also to look at other possible models in Hong Kong. And I'm pleased to report that the Harbour Business Forum has kindly agreed to conduct this research at their own cost. So that's a clear bonus for us. Not only are we going to get some quality research, but we're also going to get it free of charge, which is even better. But I think it might be useful if I could ask Mrs. Margaret Rookmaggie to just brief us on the role that you agreed to take and the scope and when we can expect the outcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I think you just should have had tabled a brief scope of service on the research that we are going to report back on. Basically, this is a desktop exercise, as Nick said, because most of the research, well, a lot of research, has been undertaken by both HBF, the HEC, and more recently by LegCo Subcommittee on Harbourfront Planning. They've all focused on the institutional arrangements which have resulted in attractive and vibrant waterfronts and harbourfronts elsewhere. And so we thought it would be sensible, as we have most of that research actually in the HBF possession, to pull all that together, compile it into a report that brings out all the possibilities, does some analysis on what might be relevant as far as Hong Kong's system is concerned, because obviously we do have a slightly different Hong Kong system in Hong Kong, and we do need a harbour authority that will be in uniquely tailored to the Hong Kong system. And so we'd pull all that together, list the pluses, the minuses, the pros, the cons, the things that might be useful to look at and not useful going forward, and bring that to the Commission. And the idea is that we bring this to the Commission meeting in September. As you'll see, one of item two on the outline scope is that we would prepare a long list of possible case studies, and we would table these today so that we could gather any other possibilities. This is, as I say, a preliminary long list that we have compiled, tabled for members' review, and any additions that members are aware of, we'd be happy to add to the list. I have to say that the selected studies will depend on further analysis and the relevance to Hong Kong of the various elements that they include. But we wanted to be sure at least we were aware of any other possibilities that members thought might have a relevance, or an element of them might have a relevance for Hong Kong, just to make sure that we did include all we could. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
If people care to send them to the Harbour Unit, or even directly to me, any other possibilities, we're very happy to add them and have a look at the list.
Okay. I suggest probably send them to the Harbour Unit, and then the Harbour Unit can consolidate the list. I mean, just one question. I mean, September seems quite ambitious.
As I say, unless the members can think of dozens of other alternatives which haven't been uncovered by the various bodies that have investigated this to date, I think most of the analysis is already to hand. Mm-hmm. And that is why we thought we were just pulling together and compiling rather than having to do original research.
Okay. Roger, please. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's wonderful news. Thank you to the Harbour Business Forum. I just thought, I'm no expert on this, but I think Yokohama, close by, has had a waterfront park for quite a number of years with various things there. And also possibly Busan. He's certainly looking into doing a similar thing. I'm not sure how far forward they are and what sort of institutional structure they have, but they're quite close by and may be useful. Thank you.
Thank you. Winston, please.
Chairman, I hear the excellent news that on Friday the motion was carried unanimously by LegCo regarding the forming of this Harbour Authority, I would be very happy to have a little bit more information concerning that. Maybe the Secretariat could circulate something for the members. I'm sure we're all interested to know exactly what the motion was.
Fine.
Thank you.
In fact, Winston, I was going to pick it up under AOB because we have Patrick Lau's report as part of the papers today, and that was the platform for the debate in LegCo. And I'll brief members then, if I may. Thank you. Thank you. But as you say, very positive news. Thank you. Fine. Well, contributions, please, to Harbour Units, particularly on any examples you think we should use as base material, if you like, as we study the way forward. Thank you very much. Paragraph, just still moving on, matters arising still, 318. The Secretariat undertook and has prepared this paper on the establishment of this fourth task force on water-land interface, a very important task force, I believe. But we'll come to that, if we may, under item 7 of the agenda. There's a separate item on that. And then paragraph 5.4, Winston's paper, Proposed Proportionality Principle on Reclamation of Victoria Harbour. Mrs. Lamb particularly wanted to be present at that discussion, and as a result we've deferred it until the next meeting of the Commission, which is in September. Again, I'd encourage you all to be here. Very important discussion and debate, I think, because it may be that we are looking at some, if I may say so, Winston, relaxation in terms of the previous attitudes to reclamation. But do you wish to comment? Thank you.
Thank you. The paper has taken me more than 3 months to write. It has received the blessing from leading counsel and from legal advisors. It's a very serious paper. We've gone through the research necessary, giving a bit of the background. And so it is an important paper. It will take you a little bit of time to digest it, although I've tried to keep it as short as possible. So to make it a meaningful discussion, I'll be grateful if the paper could be circulated. 40 copies have been given to your secretariat, and maybe members would spend a little bit of time before you go to bed to read it. I'm sure it will put you to sleep. Thank you.
And we'll certainly, Winston, we'll allow plenty of time at the next commission meeting for discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, sorry, one matter. As it deals with the legal decision regarding the harbour, may I be so bold as to voice an idea that I've taken the courtesy of sending a copy to the Secretary for Justice for his information. But if the Chair feels that it would be a good idea for him to take an interest by perhaps coming along at the next meeting, it would be great. It would save time.
Well, why don't we issue the invitation and see whether he or a deputy can attend?
One of the points of the paper I mentioned very clearly is that it's intended to be helpful in the hope that it will minimize future unnecessary litigation. It will be for benefit of all, government and the public.
Okay. Let's issue an invitation and see what response we get. Thank you. That is all I have under matters arising. Any other matters arising, members? Well, thank you very much.